Chet Buchanan and Alan Crosby are on the line from the blues and rock band Poor Boys. They released the album Deja Blues back in 2000, and they're now back together for a new generation of music lovers on their 22nd anniversary of releasing the album. Chet and Alan join me now. Thanks so much, guys, for joining me.
How you doing? How you doing? Good.
Great. Tell me about how the band originally got together and how that all started.
Well, there's four people, or there has been four people in the band, but it's had kind of like a revolving cast around the core. But Bruce Reed and I, it was Chet talking, we played music since, I don't know, Bruce taught me my first chords when I was in like grade 8 or something like that, and I've been faking it ever since. After I came home from teacher's college, Bruce and I, we decided to put together a band that eventually evolved into what became the Poor Boys. And the Poor Boys, the original Poor Boys were Mike, Bruce,
Mike Elliott, Bruce Reed,
Peter Spears was there for a while, and Ed Benham, and then I replaced Peter Spears, and what, in 1990, didn't you start playing?
Oh, 94, I think. It's when I replaced Ed. Basically, the band's been going since then. Chet left for a while, but we're all back again.
All back together. So basically a bunch of friends jamming at first and then kind of taking it more seriously and going from there.
Yeah. And we've added Alex Buchanan.
Right.
It's not Alex. He's playing keyboards.
Awesome. Where'd the name come from?
I think that Bruce and Mike, they wanted to be Crossroads, but there was another band called Crossroads.
Oh, yeah.
And somehow they, maybe it came from the Creedence tent?
Could be, yeah. I don't know. It was before my time.
But we used to play the Creedence tune, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That kind of brings me into the next question. Early influences for you guys. I'm sure you had a lot of rock bands, a lot of blues bands that you listened to, and you kind of maybe styled a bit from them. What were some of yours, Chet? Let's start with you.
I remember my grandmother buying me Beatles biography, like when I was like a little kid, this little black and white book. And when I found out that you could make up your own songs, man, I was at it. And that's what I would do, is I would learn a chord and then write a song about it, all around it, you know. Alan's got the coolest friggin' yarn about his influences.
Let's hear it, Alan.
Well, I started when I was, I think, 17 years old. I played in a band called Notch. And we played a lot of, at that time, Southern rock, a lot of Allman Brothers. I was really into like a lot of blues too at the time. Paul Butterfield, the band. I think we've all been influenced by the band.
That band was so tight. You could have carried water in it.
They're great.
But Alan, didn't you go south?
Yeah, I went south and took lessons from the Allman Brothers drummer, Jamie Johnson.
Wow.
For a couple of days, right? It was an excursion for me. I wrote him, and he wrote back, and had a go.
And you're the drummer of the band, right, Alan?
That's right.
Right, Allman Brothers student. That's crazy.
That was cool.
I've recently re-listened to the album. I remember listening to it a while back when I was a kid, but I re-listened to it, and it's still like the recording. Still, like it's not a garage recording, is it? It's a real professional, crisp recording. Where was that recorded?
Mostly at Robbie Smith's roundhouse
in East Jordan. Yeah, Robbie Smith loved us.
Right.
And Robbie Smith was like the biggest Beatle maniac you'd ever find, and he had a real George Martin sort of fantasy about doing this album.
It's funny because he had a studio set up in his bedroom, and we'd have to move his bed. Shoot, set up a drum.
He turned it up.
Yeah.
Turned it up so the foot was pointing towards the ceiling.
Well, it was live off the floor, and then I think we overdubbed the vocal, so it wasn't a big production. But we were pretty tight at that time, too. We were kind of all in the same headspace, you know.
So
it was a very, very creative time.
It was, because a lot of it was written around the same time.
Yeah, too.
That's right. And we wrote some of the stuff in Lockport on the beach, too.
Yeah.
I was going to say his host must have something, or used to have something special, because his album is really well, you can hear it really well too, you know, like it's recorded super well. It must have been, he must have had a super homemade studio, because it was great. His original, I forget what it's called. I think it's Time. Is that right?
Robbie was always recording, and he used to record when he started, he had like a reel to reel. And I think that's what the first album, you know, the white album that he had,
right,
that was recorded on that. And then he got a loan from the BBC to open his own recording studio. And that's basically what we did. He recorded with a Roland rig.
So let's talk about the upcoming show and you guys getting back together. Whose idea was it to get back together? Or did you all kind of just come to a conclusion? You know what? It's been 22 years. We want to get back together. Let's do a show.
Just the opportunity arose. Chad approached the Osprey, and they were up to do some local talent. And we thought that would be a perfect opportunity to get the Poor Boys back together. It wasn't easy. It's never easy to get five guys together in one room.
Right.
But especially the older you get. Yeah, especially. Anyway, we're all in the same boat now.
You have the show at the Osprey coming up on the 25th, and you're gonna do a music video there too, right?
Yep. We're going to play the album in its entirety. And we're also going to do some of the covers that we would have been doing during that period. Everybody's going to take a shot at doing at least one new tune that we've written recently.
Interesting.
And it looks like a show that I'd like to go see. Wouldn't you like to go see it?
It looks great. It looks great. I'm pretty excited about it. And I want to know as well, you said about new music. Since you guys are back together, could we be expecting a new album?
Maybe. You never know. We certainly got enough material.
Mm-hmm.
We've all been writing. I mean, you never really stop writing. But yeah, it's just a question, I guess, of whether it's, I don't know, it's not like it used to be. I mean, it used to be you put out a CD and then you would get so many copies and sell those CDs and it would pay for itself. But these days, you know, music, it's not like that anymore. You know, everything's online and everything's, you know, it's a little harder to justify, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I guess this would be a good time to say that Deja Blues by the Poor Boys is available on just about every streaming service that you can imagine, right? We did that over COVID. I think that was probably the first step towards getting back together.
I'll have a link to all the streaming services in the blog too, so if anybody's interested in checking that out. But so it's not going to be a one and done thing. There might be upcoming performances, possibly a new album. You guys are kind of back together, seeing how things go.
Might even release the DVD.
November 25th, 8:00, the Osprey Arts Center. $20 a person, $10 for students. Thank you so much, Alan and Chet, and good luck. See you there.
You keep on rocking, it's so short, brother.
Thank you.
See you later.